Member FDIC. Some restrictions apply.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And now in studio, thanks to Karen Hippard, by the way, for dropping in. Always fun to have her in. But now we have Greg Eyestone, Riley County Extension. Happy Friday, Greg.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Are you happy it's Friday? I was hoping for a little more enthusiasm, I guess.
Yeah, Friday in the Extension world and a lot of people's lives, it's just another day.
Just another day?
Yeah.
All right.
But we'll take it, that's for sure.
We were talking about with Karen about a lot of blue and gold jackets that are around town. You're a former FFA member yourself.
Yeah, I was for a few years.
What chapter?
That's right. Well, I was in Manhattan.
The Manhattan chapter?
Right, yep.
Do anything gardening-related stuff, I'm sure?
Sure, that was my interest, and so there was the state horticulture contest for the FFA, and I participated in that a couple years, so it was good.
It was. From my FFA experience, I was very heavily involved in FFA and then Winfield chapter back in the early 2000s. And if there's a great thing I could say about FFA, and 4-H is the same way, is that you get to see a lot of country. You get to get out of school a lot, which is always kind of fun. But you get to see a lot of country all across the United States. We went to stuff, whether it was horse judging, livestock judging, leadership, public speaking sort of events. I remember I was usually always at the Kansas convention or the state convention here in Manhattan. It was such a great way for me to kind of get accustomed to Manhattan in so many ways. It's always felt like my second hometown because I was in Manhattan so often in high school for FFA related activities or 4-H related activities. So that's always a great thing for Manhattan and Kansas State to be those associations it has.
It does. It's a little bit of a recruiting tool, but it's a great opportunity for the young folks to meet other youth and have shared interest and broaden their horizons for sure.
One year at the national convention and my horse judging team, we actually got reserve national champion 1 year. We lost by 5 points the championship. And if you know anything about horse judging, that's just one switch in the class that could have got us that national championship. But 1 year in Louisville, we got to see Muhammad Ali. They surprised us because, you know, he lived there. And all of a sudden, they tease about a special guest. Nobody knew who it was. And all of a sudden, the lights drop, spotlight hits, and it's Muhammad Ali standing up doing his, you know, fist sort of thing, the boxing gesture. Place went wild.
I bet.
Just wild.
That's just a great example of these opportunities that the young folks can experience if they get involved in 4-H or FFA projects.
Incredible opportunities. There's also incredible opportunities coming up here locally with the 30th Garden Tour.
Right.
30 years.
Yeah. It's 30 years ago that the Riley County Extension Master Gardener Program kind of kicked off. And once that class finished their training exercise, then they had to come up with some outreach programs to share with the communities. And one of the very first projects and that has continued on is the Garden Tour. And so Master Gardener's been working diligently. It's an ongoing process. It never really ends. And so they've been working since last summer, and we got one coming up here on Sunday, June 10th. So interesting each year what can happen weather-wise. And so this year it's been awful dry and hot already. Summer, we miss spring pretty much. And so hope people can get out and enjoy these gardens while they last. As it stays hot like this, it may be a short growing season for us.
And as far as if anybody wants to get involved, I'm sure there's tickets for it.
Yeah, it is a fundraiser. That was one of the ideas of the garden tour back in the beginning. And so proceeds go to the university gardens there. And so tickets are available here in advance for $8. You can get them at the Riley County Extension office there at the Riley County office building on our second floor. And some of the garden centers around town have them as well. You can wait and see what the weather's going to do or your schedule and see how it pans out. Tickets are available, of course, the day of at each site. So for $10, you can get in and go around to the 5 private landscapes that we have. And the University Gardens is kind of our host site, gets our proceeds. And so if you're not familiar with some of the sites, we encourage people to start at the University Gardens there, 1500 Denison Avenue, And when you purchase your actual ticket, it will have a map of the community and where all the gardens are located throughout Manhattan.
And we got some, and it switches, right? Some new spots usually every year.
Yes. A big shout out and thank you to those that are on the tour this year. So we have five private landscapes. Being our 30th year, that means we've done this for a while, and there's about 140 different sites that have participated over the last 30 years. I'll go through our sites for this year. We have Kate and Charlie Gillum, also known as the Kimball Castle there, right off of Points Avenue, 2001 Points. We suggest that people park probably in the Manhattan High School parking lot and walk across the street. As far as kind of a highlight that they have, they like roses and kind of have a sculpture garden, so that'll be kind of an interesting tour, and that's something that the Master Gardeners try to achieve each year, is to have a wide variety of gardens to view. Some of them are probably wow gardens that you walk in and say, that's very beautiful and lovely, and I'm glad you did this. And then there'll be other gardens that say, hey, there's a little something I can glean from this that I'll put into my landscape. So lots of variety in our gardens that we try to select each year. Another site is Cindy and Steve Burr. They're at 1213 Windsong, so right off of Anderson, kind of on the west side of town. And they have a lot of shade, so if that's a situation that you have in your own personal landscape, shade, you can get some shade ideas, and they have lots of hostas that they enjoy because those typically do pretty well in the shade. We have Val and Wayne Converse at 2620 Rangeview, and they have quite a few perennials, so that's kind of their highlight. And if you're not familiar with Rangeview, that's kind of in the Colbert Hills area, so... again, there's a map. Once you purchase your actual ticket at any of the sites, you'll get a map and see where the location of all these. Ruth and Doug Parker at 2920 Tatarax. And we put out a brochure at each site kind of highlighting some of the interests that they have. And one of the challenges they have in their woodsy area is the deer. And deer like many of our landscape plants. And so we have to have some kind of protection and some kind of techniques to keep the deer where they're at and not destroy our beautiful landscapes. The last was the public garden or private garden that we have on here is Maxine and Ray Coffee. They're at 1728 Kings Road. And the idea that we have for there is a water garden. Many people enjoy having some type of water feature in their landscape. And so they have a disappearing fountain, which is kind of the more common things nowadays, so you don't have a big pool of water to kind of manage. The water disappears and is just recirculated. So it's a very great way to add water to your landscape and not have a high maintenance or a danger of any kind. So those are the five private landscapes that we have on the tour. And, of course, the gardens there at 1500 Denison is another avenue for you to take in. If you want to learn more about these different sites, we're doing something a little bit new this year. And so tomorrow at 4 p.m., there's going to be a preview program of the tours. Many of the hosts will be at the site. This is at Blueville Nursery. They're hosting this preview activity. So at 4 o'clock at Blueville, many of the hosts will be there, along with Colleen Hampton. She is our chair this year for the garden tour, and they're going to give some of the highlights of their landscape and kind of encourage you to come out and take a look at them. Of course, you don't have to go to all of them. You can just fit into your schedule which ones, and tickets will also be available at Blueville for the advanced price this Saturday at 4 o'clock.
Very good, and it seems like every year with this tour, you do try to do a bunch of different sites that do have that kind of variety to show you a lot of different things.
Absolutely. Sometimes they're large estates and large properties. Sometimes they're just kind of your postage stamp kind of landscapes. And so it's try to get a good variety to give you something to look at. And I think most people try to make it around to all of them, but occasionally that's just one or two that they really want to check out and work into their schedule.
And he did bring a couple tickets for us. We'll probably maybe try and give these away next week during some of the morning newscasts. So definitely be paying attention to that. Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll talk more with Greg Eystone, Riley County Extension, talking gardening here on News Radio KMAN.